This is in regards to Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, their character as a whole, and I would like to mention one karamat actually of Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is, they were on the way of Hajj to Makkah Sharif, and what happened is that the foot started to swell up, and the slave nearby said, "Oh Imam, take a ride upon this camel." But Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they refused. They said, "No, no." They said, once I reach my destination, there will be a slave there who has oil. We will use the oil and inshallah be okay." And this slave that was next to them, they inquired that, "Oh Imam, we haven't come across any such individual, especially in such an area, and we haven't come across any medicine of this as well." But nevertheless, when they reached that destination, Imam Hassan said, "That's the slave I was talking about. Go and purchase that oil from him." So when this individual, when he went, said, "I want to purchase oil." So that slave inquired, "Why do you want to buy oil? And who is it for?" They said, "I want to buy oil for Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu." And what a reply that slave gave: "Take me to Imam Hassan, I am also his slave."
Allah, Allah.
So when they went to Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they said, that slave said, "I won't take any money from you. You know, you're my aka, etc. We will give it to you. But do dua. Do dua that my wife is going through labor pains, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grants a safe and a good child delivery." And Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala said, "Okay, go home. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will deliver your child safely.
Subhanallah.
And you will have the child as you wish."
Subhanallah.
So when this slave later returned home, subhanallah, and he's come to realize that when he went home, delivery happened, everything happened, and safely the child was born.
Subhanallah.